Toronto and Tampa Bay Friday night facing a locked-in Chris Archer. Leading 3-1, Archer had to look out in the top of the sixth inning against Kevin Pillar.
Here's a swing and a ground ball knocked down by Archer, I hope with his mitt. Gets up and underhands the Ricky Weeks, and there's two gone. He did. He got the glove up. Oh, my goodness. Just in time.
Oh,
is that close? The 3-2 pitch. Strike three called at the bottom of the zone with a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. Bautista gets punched out, and that is strikeout number 11 for Chris Archer, who, again, has been solid through six.
He comes home on the 3-1. High drive, deep in the air to right field. Back goes Souza Jr. to the wall. Looking up, it's into the rings and lands in the stands. Home run for Kendrys Morales. He has tied the game. It's 3-3.
So another one of those days for Chris.
So a walk to Martin. Puts Blue Jay runners at first and third and now gets Kendrys Morales to the plate with a chance to inflict even more damage tonight. The 2-2. Swing and a long drive to right field. This one's on its way, and what a night for Kendrys Morales. A three-run homer, 7-4 Toronto.
The Rays got a good start from Chris Archer, but can't hang on in an 8-4 loss to Toronto on Friday. Here's manager Kevin Cash.
Obviously, the ballgame got away from us. Archer was really good early. We got some runs, but we left a lot of guys on base. So that we got to find what we talk about quite a bit, separating. Kendrys Morales he's tough, and I know he's had a lot of success against Arch, and seems like he's had success against us anytime we face him. So, not a ton to be said other than that, just a kind of a tough loss.
In the seventh, the first walk of the night was a leadoff walk, but yep. What went into the decision, especially with the way Chris Archer had been pitching at that point, to leave him into face Morales?
Yeah, I mean, the leadoff walk is obviously unfortunate. It's tough to fault a guy too much after he punched out 10 or whatever it was. But still had a ton of confidence in Arch to make some big pitches, and knew that he was getting close, but not quite to where we felt that we needed to make a change. He's thrown the ball really well for us here as of late and had every bit of confidence of him getting a big out.
11 strikeouts for him tonight. His slider was a big pitch. What did you see that made it so effective tonight?
I think Hick kind of made a comment before the game started that he wasn't as crisp as normal in the bullpen. And it looked in the first inning, he looked just a little uncharacteristic, unsure on some things, but he's certainly settled in and he pitches this team really, really tough. I mean, he gives a lot of those guys in that lineup some really, really tough at bats. And I think, the slider was good, but I actually liked the fastball tonight a lot, where he dotted some fastballs down at a lot of guys' knees.
Kevin Kiermaier hit by a pitch. What's the latest on him?
Yeah, he went and got x-rays. They were negative, so we're fortunate there. And we'll just go day to day with him, see how he comes in tomorrow feeling.
What happened? I mean, did it swell up some? Is that why y'all took him out?
He came back in and went on and played defense, and then went to grab a bat the next inning and a little sore, swinging the bat. Played defense again when his spot came up. I thought it was probably the smartest to get him out of the game.
And then Robertson, he's been pretty flexible for you this week, hasn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, he's done a nice job. I mean, it's good to get him some consistent reps. Normally, those are tough to come by when you're not in a starting player. But Robbie has filled in really nicely for Longo. He's picked us up at short a couple times, and then to be able to go to second, it's nice to have that versatility.
And on his home run, what were they arguing? It was on the other side of the foul up top there.
I'm not totally sure. No, it wasn't a fair foul. That's kind of why I went out there to make sure, because if that was, they would have lost their challenge. But, you can review any home run.
After taking Kiermaier out, was there any thought of maybe keeping Borges in left and having Colby go into center, or is it just because Colby has the experience playing center?
Yeah, I mean, look, Borges has played – they both played center field. Borges has played a lot of center field throughout spring training and throughout Colby's rehab. We've asked him to play left field and more of a corner. That's what we envision him doing. He might be out there at times, but totally comfortable with that outfield alignment.
Kevin, just going back to the Archer decision,
was it even debatable in your head, or you just he was gonna get morale no matter what?
Yeah, no, he wasn't. It was not debatable at all. Like the way he was throwing, know the numbers, know that he's had a lot of success against him, but I'm going to bet on Arch.
Chris Archer starts for the Rays against the Blue Jays and throws his 19th career 10-plus strikeout performance. Friday, he goes 6-plus innings, allowing 4 hits, striking out 11, but was no decision in an 8-4 Blue Jays win. Here's Archer's reaction to his Friday night.
I threw the ball pretty well, but not well enough to win.
In the seventh, the leadoff walk, it was the first walk of the night. How do you best describe what you're feeling when you know Kendrys Morales is up to bat?
Feeling confident I can get him out.
And what's your reaction when, because of the walk, it becomes a two-run home run and it's a tie game?
Well, what do you mean? What's the question?
Just what's your reaction? What's going through your mind at that point?
After the walk or after the home run?
The home run.
Not happy.
Arch, is it even more frustrating? I mean, it looked like you were really had everything together tonight. I mean, to not come away with a win on that one. I mean, looked like you. I mean, you were efficient in the early going, even though you had a lot of strikeouts. So does that make it even more frustrating?
No, sir. It's always equally frustrating not to win baseball games.
Did you have any doubt in your mind Cash was going to leave you in that situation, knowing just the past numbers with Morales?
No doubt.
And you welcomed that opportunity, obviously.
Always.
What was the pitch to Morales?
You didn't see it?
I saw it. Where did you want it to go?
Not there. Not over the fence.
I know it's good to get runs early, and you got 3 in the fourth, but having to sit there while they threw nearly 40 pitches, did that kind of get you out of your rhythm for that?
No.
Saturday, Marco Estrada goes for Toronto against Jake Odorizzi of Tampa Bay.